Blog Talk Radio.
Are you already in a relationship or are you looking for one? Do you want to know the real about relationships? Do you want to hear about adult topics discussed from a no-holds-barred approach? If that's the case, then this is the show for you. This is Real and Raw, bringing you the best in relationship radio. Join your host, Mr. Finesse, as I discuss the relationship topics which you want to hear. I promise you that I will make the conversation real and raw.
This is real and raw. This is real and raw. Uncut with Mr. Finesse. Any topic you want to address, pick up the phone, call Mr. Finesse. This is real and raw. This is real and raw. Tune in for some real life-ish. Anything you want ain't nothing private. Pick up the phone, call Mr. Finesse. This is real and raw. This is real and raw.
Your man, Finesse. Welcome to Real and Raw, a no-holds-barred relationship conversation. I am back. Enjoying this opportunity to come back to talk about relationships, to have a no-holds-barred conversation, to engage you, the Real and Raw family, to have a good time, to share information, to do all of that. Let me just see if I am on. I'm not on Facebook just yet. Let me just take a quick look. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm here. Let me just check.
Good evening. It's Malika from Orange.
Malika from Orange. So, Malika,
yeah.
Do you have a question or a comment on this conversation, The Keys to Climax? So do you have a question and a comment?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about climax, and you said a lot of good points. I also liked how you said you should talk about it and you should be comfortable with your sexuality, which is absolutely true. But, you know, we find that women aren't as comfortable with their sexuality at the same time that men may be, you know, at a time when guys feel confident or overly confident, you know. Women are still questioning what's right and wrong because of judgment. So therein lies the problem with trying to assist women when we don't even know what can get us there. A lot of women that I know have probably never experienced climax until like late 20s, early 30s, when they really want to figure out something to do with the energy that they have.
Said, is it a societal reason that women are uncomfortable talking about their needs?
Yeah, a lot of them are, yes. It is societal.
Even in 2017?
You want to say in this day and age, yes, you know,
people
seem more open. I believe it. It seems that way. But there's still this stigmatism with a woman knowing what she likes and what she desires. And if it doesn't conform with what society thinks you should like, you know, there's some judgment that goes along with that. And that's part of the reason why women do stay silent about their needs. It's still going on.
So,
oh, it's a lot more than that, but I understand what you're getting at.
All right, so what I'm getting at is it's important for women to fully embrace their sexuality. Ladies, you are sexual beings, and it's okay. You're sexual beings, and it's okay. And you know what? It's funny. Uh-huh. I think we have to challenge the. I'm going to sound like a women's liberationist, but my first co-host, Sadie Sharp, told me that I was. I think we've got to challenge male patriarchy that seems suggests and teaches women that only men can be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, to challenge the other piece of that patriarchy, which says that, which objectifies women. So that was my response to the first comment you made. The second comment is, why is it that women don't experience orgasm in your group, your circle, until they're in their, or let me not just say your circle because it may not be just your circle. Women that you've interacted with until they're like in their 30s, what is it about go ahead.
Yeah, I want to create an image for you because I know I could just say it and then, you know, then the questions come. But you have to imagine, you know, let's go back to teen years. Just imagine going back to teen years. You know, guys are probably, you know, jerking off and all that other stuff, you know, being one with their willy and all that jazz. Now, as a child, I don't know.
I'm going to make it joke. We unify with our willies long before teenage years. I've seen babies in the crib holding their penis. I don't know what it is, but once we start, once we discover it, we don't let it go. We die holding that.
And I understand that. See, then that's what I'm saying. But you know, there's a bond that you already have that women aren't encouraged to have at that age or at any age.
Well said.
And when do you encourage your daughters to do this?
Let me just say, Ricky Vera, thank you. Independent studies that support up to 50% of married couples. She's on to something. Interesting. So continue with your image, Malika. Continue what you were saying.
Yeah, well, you know, imagine just a teen girl trying to figure out what they like and being judged for it. Like, there's no locked bedroom doors. There's this sense of, you know, moms can just bust in. There's no encouragement to masturbate and discover what it is they like. Very few parents, and when they do say that they encourage these things to their girls, they're looked down upon. They're judged and humiliated, or they attempt to humiliate them and shame them. So, you know, you may go into...
When does women's sexual liberation come up? 50% of married couples were women, where women never climax. 50. Malika, hold on. Can you imagine? So let me create an image. So here it is. Charming, sweet, spin woman off her feet. How big is the diamond? I was just listening to a hip hop station today, and I caught the tail end of it. Someone got engaged, and it was Cardi B, and her fiance, they bought an 8-carat diamond, et cetera, et cetera. So you wait, you're chased, because women are taught to be chased. Maybe you're a virgin when you get married. You get married, and half of women, upwards of, don't achieve orgasm. But then there's an overlay of monogamy in marriage. There's the overlay of staying till death do you part, and I'm uniting with this one man. So I think what Ricky Vera is saying is that upwards of 50% of women in marriage are not sexually satisfied.
Yeah. And some of them probably don't even know how they could if they're actually sticking to the monogamy code book, as it were. And they're completely content. I know women who say, "I think I've had an orgasm," and they're my age. But generally speaking, they don't.
They think. And so ladies, and this is why. And you know, I did a live last week about me going solo, and there's a whole backstory to that, which I will spare us, ladies, because I don't know how many views I received on the articles, ladies. Go back to the articles. Read the articles. I'm telling you, it's good information. Ladies, listen. Experiment with your body. Become comfortable with your body. embrace your sexuality. And the reason that I do Real and Raw, and I had initially decided, Malik and viewing audience, listening audience, I was going to stop doing this because I just felt like I had done enough. When I did it,
mm-hmm.
it was about helping women have better relationships. That was my thrust. It still is. Ladies, and Linda Kane, mm-hmm. men love to hear the honest truth. It's very awkward for a man, too. I think American women were taught that sex was a dirty thing. I think more women should have sex toys because a lot of women never have had an orgasm. Touch yourself, you may love it. I'm not a woman. Yes. Get in touch with your body, even if your first orgasm is with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what a woman's orgasm feels like because I'm not a woman. I know what a man's orgasm feels like. You understand? The first time I ever had was it with myself? No, it wasn't with me. It wasn't with me, but I've had some solo excursions. And you know what is funny because...
What would I say? I would say, just like you said, know your body. I would definitely tell them to take time to get to know themselves. I mean, on the inside and out, what feels good, what doesn't. We all know what feels good when it happens, but you still got to keep going through it. You also got to know what's the difference between just feeling mediocre and what's about to take you over the top. Because I know people who have accidentally stumbled upon it,
and
they still don't know how they got there. Yeah, they stumbled upon an orgasm. It was intense, but they don't know how they actually got there. They can tell you everything that happened and the sensation. Huh?
So, yes, toys will help a woman to understand her own body. Let me scroll back up in the chat. So it's about analysis.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a...
analysis.
I'm gonna put this in on Facebook. And Malika, to your point, ladies, it's about engaging in a sexual self-analysis.
More than once. That's his point.
Right. Post-orgasm. This should be liberated. And let me just say, liberated, I think Malika, Tamara, Ricky, Mark, Linda, take your clothes off and just start touching yourself and nipples, your stomach, touching your vagina. Yes, I agree with that. I think we've allowed conservatives and certain people in the religious community to define liberated as promiscuous.
Yes.
Am I right? Malika, and that's not the case. Liberated, and I'll never forget, and I'm not trying to be comedic, but it's sometimes when I say it, I'm being comedic to myself. Amistad, Jaimon Huntsu, make us free, right? Liberated means free. It doesn't mean promiscuous
mm-hmm.
or salacious necessarily. It doesn't mean...
No, I think that's pretty much what I wanted to say. It was a fun discussion.
Yes.
And,
go ahead. Listen, continue to watch, please, and continue to listen. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye. So grateful for Malika Abdul-Zayer who called in. Ricky Barrow, communication provides the key that opens Pandora's box. Yes. Yes, and listen, if you're in a monogamous relationship, if you're in a polygamous relationship, if you're in a marital relationship, yes, do you want to bring in another person into the bedroom? I'm not judging it. I'm keeping it 100% real. Do you want to consider having an open relationship? These can be very, very difficult conversations to have. Dominique Petway, how are you? Thanks for joining. These are difficult conversations to have. We're talking tonight about keys to climax. The call number 657 383-0106, 657-383-0106. I'm your man, Finesse. You can also hit us up in the chat. So do you like that? Do you listen? Now, I'm going to take it out in the deep water right now. There's some couples who want to watch porn together. And there's some men who want to watch porn. And that helps arouse them. Maybe it's going to the strip club. When I had my third partner, Marklin Johnson, also known as Mr. Direct, we had a male stripper call in on a number of occasions. He said, guys, and I'll delete the expletive because I didn't indicate that this would be TVMA, so I will not be vulgar. He basically said, yo, brothers, don't be upset when your woman wants to go to the strip club, because after she sees the male stripper, she gets a lap dance, she wants to come home to give you oral sex and have sex. I will delete the expletive. Leon Haywood, what's up, brother? How you doing? Thanks for joining in. Right? So maybe one of the keys to climax is you want to go to the strip club. Guys, invite your girl. Ladies, invite your man. And all I'm saying is if this is a way in which your partner becomes aroused to set the stage for an orgasmic sexual opportunity, why not? And at the very least, be willing to have the conversation. All right, somebody hit me up in the chat. Tell me what you think. Is this getting too controversial? Then the other side is, what is too controversial? I don't know. All right, so let me go on. The sixth key is the key of commitment. All right, let me go back. Role playing. All right, I'm looking at my notes here. Role playing. Maybe certain things are like a turn on, like the cop, the police officer arresting the suspect. Maybe it's the jailer, the warden, whatever. Maybe it's the cheerleader fantasy, or the man in the military uniform, or maybe it's the athletic fantasy. Maybe it's sex talk. Maybe you like it when your man curses, or you curse and that turns him on. Listen, we're not judging what you like in your bedroom. What I'm saying is maybe ladies, the reason that you're not climaxing, maybe you're not being honest with your man about what you like. Maybe you like rough sex. Tell him. You understand? What's wrong with liking it rough? If that's how you like it, maybe you like to be spanked. You gotta let the man know. Let him know, brothers. Maybe you like to be spanked. Maybe you like particular positions. Maybe ladies, in your sexual self-analysis, you know that there's certain positions that are your orgasm positions, your cum positions. You got to tell your man that. Listen, ladies, we're not mind readers. We're not. I don't care how sexually experienced we are. And I lost my virginity, I don't know whether this is good or bad, at 13. And I'm 53, so that's what, 13, 40 years. Whoa. It's a long time. I'm still not a mind reader. And I've reached the point, it's like, tell me what you like. Why should I? If you can tell me what you like, ladies, if a man, if you can tell a man what you like, why should he have to guess? Because if he guesses, he has a 50% chance of getting it wrong. Right? He does. And ladies, listen, you got to move beyond this if this is where you are. Well, he should just know. Well, how should I know? I mean, I'm just getting to know you. Right? How should I just know? Because if it's a catch-22. So if you think I should just know and I guess it wrong, now you're dissatisfied. Now we've blown a chance to maybe be intimate again when it could have been solved by you telling me. Right? So I think I've touched on all the keys. Let me just review the keys. Oh, no, here's a couple more. Here's a couple more. Number six, number seven, and I have two more. Listen, I'm not saying you should become a competitive Olympic athlete. Engage in some exercise. Increase your flexibility. Increase your stamina. Increase your strength. Maybe there's certain positions that you can't even get into because you're not in shape. That's one of the reasons I exercise, because I want to be able to do any position that a woman that I'm with wants. Any position, and I want to be able to do it for as long as she needs it done until she achieves an orgasm. And I'm not bragging. I'm not talking about any degree of sexual prowess or lack thereof. What I'm saying is, practically speaking, get some exercise. See what I'm saying? You don't want to be 5 minutes in to a very phenomenal sexual situation. You're like, you gotta take a break. I'm serious. I would think as a woman, there's nothing worse other than premature ejaculation than a man who 5-10 minutes in, he's sucking wind. Mm-mm. And ladies, vice versa, where you can't hold whatever position he wants you to hold. So get some exercise. And then, and this is in particular for men, listen, I can appreciate the power of good sex. At the same time, because we get one orgasm before the refractory period, women can have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 in one, for lack of a better word, session. Brothers, men, we got to control ourselves. One of my own personal keys, always let the woman orgasm first. Always, at least 2 or 3 or 4 times. And if you got to slow down, gain a particular self-control, take your mind somewhere else. Seriously, always, two things. Good foreplay, given what the woman likes, and letting her have her orgasm multiple times first. I think we as men have laid a good foundation. So this is good. I'm glad I'm back. Somebody hit me up in the chat. I hope that you've enjoyed this the show, The Keys to Climax. Look at the article that I've listed in the chat. Go back on my timeline and look at some of the articles that I posted. Good articles. The article that I put in the chat is by the Huff Post, written in 2013. 11 reasons, and I dealt with this article in its entirety at the beginning of the show. 11 reasons you should be having more orgasms. If you liked this broadcast, please share it on your timeline. Yes, Linda Kane, I appreciate Linda Kane, those who took the time to comment, those who joined in, Ricky Vera, Linda Kane, Malik Abdul-Zaire, Tamara Summers, others. Again, if you liked what you heard, just share it on your timeline. Let's increase those who are engaging in this no-holds-barred relationship conversation. It's Real and Raw. We're going to be back in 2 weeks. And I don't know what the show is going to be, but it's going to be good. I recall last comment. I'm going to end with Ricky Vera's comment. I recall training and prepping for weeks to climb the harder cone, which sits across the Eiger. And when I reached the summit, it was majestic but short-lived. After a few pictures began my descent, but the effort, excitement, and anticipation to the goal was forever memorable and an unequivocal experience until the next experience. We men should put authentic effort into the anticipation, and the experience will be one for the ages. Yes, and I Ricky Vera, I appreciate that. And one thing I wanted to say is this. Men, as far as I understand and have experienced with women, sex starts outside the bedroom. And maybe 50% of married women, Ricky, thank you for that statistic, don't have orgasms because their husbands are not engaging in mental foreplay. I'll end with this. The largest sex organ, well, what is the largest sex organ? The mind. Man, I think if we stimulate women's minds more and better, then the likelihood that they will achieve orgasm will increase significantly and exponentially. So, it's your man, Finesse. You've been watching and listening to The Keys to Climax on Real and Raw, No Holds Barred Relationship Conversation. Tune in 2 weeks from now for another live broadcast. Everybody, you know how we do. One love.
Peace.